WNML. We'll talk football. We'll talk basketball as 10th-ranked Tennessee takes on Vanderbilt tomorrow, 5 o'clock Central Time over in Knoxville for that matchup. Remember earlier this week, a game that was supposed to have been played here in Nashville, that regular season game got postponed, COVID-19 issues. But right now, the opportunity to talk some divisional round of the NFL, some other things off the field notes too in the NFL. Alan Bell with CBS Sportsline. Sportsline.com is the site. Alan, always a pleasure, buddy. Welcome back.
All right, thanks so much for having me, buddy. I appreciate it.
All right, so first things first, I mean, just applaud the Jacksonville Jaguars with their hire. It just gives me one extra reason to pull against the Jaguars because, to me, Urban Meyer, one of the most despicable individuals in all the sports world.
Yeah, I mean, it's fascinating that, you know, he was brought in to change the culture of the Jaguars.
Yeah.
So,
be careful what you wish for when you...
No kidding. You know, let me say this, and I ask this not, you know, being, a jerk or anything. Like, it's a fair question. How long do we think that this is going to last? And I ask that as some, you know, we've seen him. You know, he's had health issues, and he's had, you know, all kinds of things going on, you know, in terms of his career. And again, understand, like, I don't wish those things upon anyone. I hope every athlete, coach, whoever, you know, can participate in their sport, you know, as long as possible. But it's just a strange hire. You know what I mean? Like, I totally get it. You know, what he's done on the field, he wins. It's certainly out of the box, let me say that.
And here's the thing. Just because you coach players that went on to the NFL doesn't mean that you can coach NFL players. Look, he's never coached at the NFL level. I mean, so why do we expect him to be successful at the NFL level?
Yeah, and, you know, my kind of thing, like, one, I agree with that. You know, two, you know, the reason that I ask how long, is he going to kind of be around, this is not, you know, a one-year turnaround, you know, for Jacksonville. It's not like, you know, the Chargers making a hire. Like, that's a team that could go to the playoffs potentially next year. The Atlanta Falcons, you know, have talent that you can turn things around. This Jaguars roster is horrific. Like, I don't care if you're bringing in 5 Trevor Lawrences. Like, it is going to take a few years to get this roster back to where it needs to be. And when it is he even going to be the coach? Like, I just don't know. It's a fascinating hire for sure.
You know, here's the thing. More and more I'm hearing about Robert Saleh, the former defensive coordinator with the 49ers, now new head coach of the Jets. The fact that the players love playing for him, the fact that he has all of this backing as an incredible mind, that he blew everybody away in the interview process. Because, honestly, when you think about the money that the Jets have to spend, they're number, 3 on the list as far as under the salary cap. And there's a reason why Arthur Smith wanted that job, too. He got 2 interviews, but they passed on Arthur Smith to go the direction with Robert Saleh. And to me, he seems like a pretty good fit for the Jets moving forward.
Yeah, he does. You know, I think the biggest thing for him is if, you know, the Johnson family, you know, above running the Jets can just get out of the way, honestly. Like, I just get out of the way. Let the football people be football people, and you've got the opportunity to turn this team around. You've got some pieces there. Obviously, there needed, you know, you got to hit, you know, a couple drafts, but you got money to spend in free agency, and clearly this, you know, this is a guy who everywhere he's been, you know, players and coaches alike have done nothing but praise the guy, right? So I truly hope, you know, for him, for Jets fans everywhere, like the Johnson family just gets out of his way and lets him and the GM operate, and they could really do some things pretty quickly.
Arthur Smith, he had been a part of this Tennessee Titans coaching staff one capacity or another since 2011, the last 2 years as the offensive coordinator. I guess it comes down to this. How much over the last 2 years were the decisions that we saw, were they Arthur Smith's decisions or they were Mike Vrabel's decisions? The head-scratching decisions, I wonder if you can put that in the lap of Vrabel, because if you put it in the lap of Arthur Smith, then I have issues moving forward that this is going to be a success story over in Atlanta.
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, and I guess all we can do is wait and find out. You know, Atlanta, they're obviously bringing him in. We're going to find out who their GM is. It looks like Terry Fontenot, which I kind of like. If both of those can get together, and you know, we've seen, you know, owner Arthur Blank over the years. He's willing to spend money. He's willing to get out of the way. He's willing to let, you know, the organization, you know, build itself. I like that. They've got a lot of pieces down there, especially offensively, you know, that Arthur can work with. So they've got a good shot. You know, now it's fascinating. You look at it from a Titans perspective. One, you know, Mike Vrabel apparently is just putting out OCs, you know, as head coaches. Like, that's what his, you know, tree is going to look like. And two, what do the Titans do now? I mean, you know, they're potentially looking for an OC and a DC this offseason. So I'm fascinated to see that approach to it as well.
Wait, you mean that Mike Vrabel can't be both in the same year? I mean, come on. I mean, I thought he does miracles.
Apparently so.
You mentioned Arthur Blank. I mean, I think about Arthur Blank, and I still go back to getting down on the field prematurely there, getting ready to celebrate a Super Bowl for the Falcons. How did that work out, by the way?
Yeah, not too well. He found those stairs pretty quick, didn't he? Get out of there.
Yeah, not too good there. All right, so this weekend, if you had one team, you could pick one team, you're that sure about one team, whether you take the points or give the points, which team is that for you?
The Green Bay Packers, and I'll tell you why. One, they're entering, obviously they had a bye week last week, but they have been completely on fire, both offensively and defensively as a team. And two, I just don't know what to have faith in terms of the Rams. Like, don't get me wrong, their defense is tremendous. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers will have his hands full dealing with that. But you look at the Rams offensively, their quarterback Jared Goff's coming in. He's already banged up. Wolford is out. Blake Bortles would be the guy to come in, you know, if Goff can't finish. I just don't see the Rams scoring more than like 12 points, right? So, you know, if I'm looking at it and saying, okay, I've got the Packers, I've got -6.5, they'll score 21 like they always do, you know. So I'm going to roll the Packers on that one. That's my pick for the week.
So whether it's 6.5 or 7, you're really good with Green Bay, huh?
Yep, yeah, I feel good with them. I just don't see how offensively the Rams are going to keep up.
For me, it's Baltimore. I'm taking Baltimore plus the 3 against Buffalo. I'm on the Baltimore train. I think they win this weekend. I think they go on to beat Kansas City next weekend as well. So for me, not just for the games tomorrow, but for the weekend, you know, I'm taking Baltimore. I think that win against the Titans did so much for Lamar Jackson. And I think there's a carryover effect going into this game tomorrow night.
Yeah, I think so, too. I completely agree with you. This team is on a mission, and they're playing exactly what you want in playoff football. And, you know, we keep hearing about, can Lamar Jackson play in the cold weather? You know, it might snow. Well, buddy, look, the Ravens have ran for almost 1,600 yards their last six games. That's more than six teams did all season long. Like, you need to be worrying about the Bills in cold weather because they don't have a run game. I agree with you completely. And you know what? You're right, too. If Baltimore goes in and wins in Buffalo – buddy, look out.
It's not like it's single digits. It's like low 30s, some snow showers. It's not that big of a deal. I mean, let's just don't over – I mean, it's not like when the Titans played the Patriots back in the early 2000s in the playoffs and you had single-degree weather. I mean, it's not that cold, especially if you're running around in a football uniform.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And I think it's going to be a tremendous game. But, you know, I'm with you on that. Like, I think Baltimore is – honestly, they might match up better with Buffalo than they did with Tennessee, to be completely honest with you.
Is Kansas City toying with us? Because I keep bringing up the fact of, you know, look, they just been getting by. I mean, that's the thing, the strangest part about that, the fact that here's Kansas City, the number one seed, and they've been getting by for over 2 months. In fact, the last game they lost to the Chargers, but none of the starters were there. But then you go through that stretch of those wins, and 8 of them over 2+ months, they're not beating anybody by except for single digits. I'll go back over the list of the wins, and after they blew out the Jets, which don't be bragging about that, they beat Carolina by 2, the Raiders by 4. The Bucks by 3, the Broncos by 6, the Dolphins by 6, the Saints by 3, and the Falcons by 3. So my thing is, here they are, a 10-point favorite on Sunday against Cleveland, and the fact that, once again, first game action for some of these starters in 3 weeks, I'm just not buying the fact that I don't, you know, look, I'm not going to say they're not going to win the game, but the 10 points to me seems an awful lot for a team that forgot how to win games like that.
I know. I agree with you. I mean, you know, that Jets game, that was what, week 8?
Yeah.
Like, that was
absolutely it was.
Ago. Yeah, that was forever ago. Like, I agree with you. You know, and here's the hard part. We don't know. Like, what does 3 weeks off do for these starters, right? Like, you know, does it help them? Does it hurt them? I don't know. Honestly, it's the biggest risk in terms of betting this weekend, because the Chiefs, if they blow the Browns out by 30 points, it wouldn't surprise us. And if they win by 3 points, we're going to be looking at exactly the data that you just laid out, saying, hey, dummy, it was right there for you. You know what I mean? So it's so difficult. I don't know what to do with it. I mean, I would play the Browns with the points, you know, just going off the historical data alone. Everything says to do that. But, yeah, I mean, that's the hardest thing to figure out. Like, have they been toying with us or not? And we're going to find out here in about 48 hours.
Well, here's the strange part. I mean, it'd be different if you're, say, at the roulette table and you've been going red and you've been staying with red and they've got now 8 straight reds. But then, and so why not keep playing, you know, because you keep winning with that. But then you see somebody just happen to be walking by, looks up on that tree and see 8 straight reds, and they go, oh, I'm going to play that. And then what happens? It goes black. or somebody who's been hot at the craps table with sevens after sevens after sevens, and then you're that first person to come by and the streak gets stopped with your first play. That's how, if you haven't been paying attention and you now all of a sudden want to jump on and take the Browns plus the 10, it could come back and bite you.
Yeah, and it could quickly too. Like, that's the hard part with the Chiefs, is that, I mean, it could legit happen in like the first 3 plays of the game, where, you know, they throw some bomb to Tyreek Hill and you're like, oh no, what did I do? You know, like, that's the most difficult thing, man. They're the riskiest team out there in terms of betting.
How much does it hurt that Sammy Watkins is not going to be able to play for the Chiefs this weekend?
A little bit. I think it'll be larger if you know, Edwards-Helaire, you know, isn't able to go as well. But I mean, Watkins not being there, it certainly doesn't help the situation.
I love the matchup. If I can only watch one game this weekend, it would be the last game on Sunday with Drew Brees and the Saints. Tom Brady, you know, as far as bringing in the Tampa Bay Bucks, and I understand the Saints have won the first 2 games. You know, the thing is, we don't know. I mean, this could be it for Brady. This could be it for Brees. We don't know. I probably, if I had to say one or the other, I'm thinking if Saints lose, this is it for Drew Brees. Although I don't think the Saints are going to lose. But if it did happen, that's it. For me, Tom Brady still has a little bit of that youth still in him, even though his age says otherwise. To me, I can still buy into Tom Brady coming back at least one more year.
Yeah, I can too. And I think that he does. I mean, nothing, you know, there's just nothing out there that says, you know, Tom's ready to hang it up. You know, and not that Brees is, you know, putting up signs that he wants to retire, but I think that there's a larger, you know, percentage that happens. This game is going to be fascinating. I'm with you. I can't wait to see it. You know, the Saints blew out the Bucks both times. But you look at the last, you know, kind of 4 games from both teams. You know, the Bucks are playing much better football offensively. Brady's averaging about 380 yards per game. Their run game is picking up. And, you know, here's the interesting thing, that even in the Saints' 2 wins, they didn't really run the ball all that well. Alvin Kamara, I think he had like 16 yards rushing and like 40 yards rushing. You know, not that the Saints depend on that totally, but what happens if Brees' arm isn't there and they can't run the ball? You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of the only concern that I would have in terms of, you know, betting the Saints with the points. I still think that they do win, but I think I'm going to play the Bucks plus 3 and you know, try to hedge myself just in case. But, yeah, I'm with you. I think it'll probably be the best game of the weekend.
Well, here's the thing. There's 2 different ways that Alvin Kamara can beat you, either with his legs or, you know, catching the balls out of the backfield. And you look at Tampa Bay's defense, there's not a better team as far as allowing rushing yards in a game. I mean, they have allowed the fewest rushing yards for the entire year. So Alvin Kamara, to me, that means he's a bigger threat, like with screen passes, things like that coming out of the backfield. I still love the combination, though, of a top-5 defense and a top-5 offense, and that's what you get with the New Orleans Saints. To me, that is an incredible combination that's tough to get by.
Yeah, it is, you know, and I'll say this. In a weird way, I kind of think the Saints are due. You know, they've had some really bad breaks in playoff games the last couple of years. I'm with you. Like, I think that they win that game, but it's going to be a good one. I can't wait to see it.
What about the Buffalo Bills? What are our, you know, how do we view the Bills if Baltimore goes into Buffalo and takes care of business? And, I mean, how do we look at Josh Allen and the Bills this year if that does indeed happen?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I don't think anything super negative. You know, I would probably look at them kind of the same way as the Titans last year. You know, that it's a pretty good team. It's got a lot of talent, young quarterback, and they can continue to build and get better. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that I would put any, you know, harshness on them because they're. I still think that they're, you know, kind of a year ahead, you know, really of where they should be. So, yeah, I mean, I don't put anything negative, you know, unless, you know, they just kind of just, you know, just play awful. You know, if Josh Allen gets back to his 3-4 fumbles, you know, in a game, if Baltimore kind of embarrasses them, that might change the topic. But if it's just a good game and they lose, yeah, I mean, no negativity from me.
On the AFC side, I threw this out earlier in the show. I think there's three teams that can make it to the Super Bowl. I just don't think Cleveland is there yet. But you can make the case for Buffalo, Baltimore, or Kansas City. Your thoughts about it, that statement I just made?
Yeah, yep, completely agree. I think, you know, all three of them have an opportunity. You know, I think either team that wins in Buffalo, or, you know, could go to Kansas City and play with them. So there's nothing to say that Kansas City is just going to dominate either of them.
And for me on the NFC, it's a smaller group. I think Green Bay is that team. I don't think the Rams I don't think the Rams enough of a complete team to get there with these two extra steps. I think the Packers obviously are. And I kind of feel the same way about Tampa Bay and New Orleans. You know, could Tampa Bay win this weekend? Yes. I don't think they can win two more games to get to the Super Bowl. So I think in the NFC side, I'm just going to go with the Saints and Green Bay as those being those two teams from the NFC.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, I'll say this: I'm not canceling out the Saints whatsoever. I just don't know if anybody's going to go into Green Bay and beat them. Unless Green Bay just completely gives the game away, what we've seen from Aaron Rodgers, and especially not only that, but as of recent of how they've been playing, which is even incredibly better than what they've done in a cold weather game in an NFC championship, I don't know if anybody can do it. I'm not saying that it isn't possible, but I think I would just go, like, honestly, if I had to put my money down on Green Bay or the field, I'd go with Green Bay.
Give me one player you're paying attention to on Saturday, one player on Sunday, you know, maybe an X factor, you know, away from, you know, the starting quarterbacks, whatever the case may be. Give me an X factor on Saturday with the two games, Baltimore, Buffalo, along with the Rams and Packers.
Yeah, you know, I'll say this, Green Bay, Robert Tonyan, you look at what he's done. I think he's had, you know, six touchdowns in the last seven games. And especially, you know, where Jalen Ramsey could be shutting down Devontae Adams. Tonyan's been really stepping up, and he's been a threat all over the field, and especially in the red zone. And he honestly could be the difference maker in that game. You know, you look at Sunday, man, that's a great question.
How about the center for the Kansas City Chiefs to make sure he doesn't snap the ball over the head of Patrick Mahomes to begin the game?
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, the Browns would love to see that. I can assure you that. You know what? Here's mine on Sunday. I'm going to go in the Bucs game, and I'm going to go with Leonard Fournette. And here's why. What we've seen out of Leonard Fournette, you know, in games that kind of matter a little bit more, the guy turns the juice up a little bit. He's different than just kind of the boring Leonard Fournette that we haven't seen. I wouldn't be surprised if he has a pretty decent game against New Orleans, just because he has enough of that threat of, you know, not, you know, running the ball, he's all right, but he can catch passes too, and Brady loves to do that. I wouldn't be surprised if Fournette is a little bit of an X factor in that game.
I like that pick with Leonard Fournette, because here's the thing. Tom Brady likes that hot guy, somebody he can trust. If you drop passes or whatever, he's not coming back anytime soon to you. And here's Leonard Fournette last week, 132 yards from the scrimmage, 93 on the ground, 39 through the air. And he's the kind of guy that obviously – And here we are. You got to win to advance. If you lose, the season is over. He's Tom Brady's kind of guy, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it absolutely does. I mean, I think that Brady's going to use him the same way he kind of did with, James White and Sony Michel. Like, that's a guy that, you know, Rex Burkhead even, like, that's a guy that he can feed. His numbers might not be massive, but you might look up at the end of the game, you know, and he's got, like, 51 yards, but he's got two or three touchdowns. Like, that's the kind of game he might have, Summit.
I think before we let you go, this seems like a good weekend, you know, for two or even three game parlays there as far as when you think about wagering on this weekend's games.
Yeah, I think it is, you know, especially like, you know, if you could put some money lines in there, you know, kind of save yourself. Like, I think that, you know, you couple those with some upsets, you know, like we talked about, if you believe in Baltimore going into it, if you believe in the Bucs, you know, and end up pulling it out, like you've got some money line. Plays that you can really juice some money. Plus, you know, I think this is really where prop bets and player bets player props are going to come into it as well, because generally these teams kind of have the same guys that score touchdowns, right? You know, you look at Antonio Brown's had a touchdown in four straight games. You look at what we talked about with Tanyan. There are guys out there that have been putting TDs up. So yeah, I'm with you. You know, keep it small. Don't go too crazy. But you could cash in some 2-3-leg parlays across the board this weekend.
Parlays are nice. You know, it's nice, yeah. Whether it's $20 or $40 or whatever, all of a sudden that turns into 200, just like that. Bam.
Yeah, it does. You know, and there's going to be some opportunities for it, man. Like, find, you know, your value plays. And, you can really make some money this weekend.
Hey, do me a favor. Remind the listeners again what they can expect when they go to sportsline.com.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, what we want to do is help out, you know, the sports bettors out there. We don't want you to play, you know, every single game across every sport. We want you to play the right one. We're going to give you some expert picks, grade those wagers, use our, you know, advanced data, you know, to really break it down and let you, you know, you just take the pick and watch the game and enjoy it. So, yeah, go to sportsline.com, click around, check it out. I think you'll enjoy it.
Alan, always a pleasure, buddy. Have a wonderful weekend. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
Hey, you too, my man. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's Alan Bell.